This is Audible.
No, what you're accusing him of cannot be true. Not Sergeant Zachariah. He trained me, made me the Elysian I am today. If it hadn't been for him, I'd be dead. I can't believe it.
Renegades of Elysium by Chris Dowes. Performed by John Banks, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conlin, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, and Stephen Perry.
Let's get one thing very clear here, Trooper. Just because your planet has suffered the greatest loss in Elysian history, don't think I will hesitate to add your worthless life to that number if you question my word.
Commissar Shendrik Mastroval's eyes bore deep into Uldek. His mission to investigate the allegations of murder against veteran Sergeant Zachariah, and even deeper suspicions about his wider motives, were proving to be more complicated than expected. Of course, Mastroval knew the Elysians would draw together in a veil of indignant silence over the mysterious death of Captain Lom Bandrak. He had clearly been a figure of great controversy during his short command. But now, before him, was an Elysian drop trooper, barely out of the very same training ground on which Mastroval was conducting his interrogation, daring to speak in such a manner to a representative of the Emperor's Commissariat. This would not do.
You have my apologies, Commissar. It's just that I find your accusations against Sergeant Zachariah hard to believe.
And I find your loyalty to a man you have known barely 3 months equally so. Trooper Pilyar Uldek, yours is a well-established Elysian family, prone to acts of cowardice over the centuries. 19 years and 6 months. Old for a recruit. I see you were maintaining House Uldek's tradition of avoiding the tithe as long as possible.
We are one of the oldest noble houses. Our history...
does not interest me in the least. Calm yourself, Trooper.
Uldek could see the Commissar's hand resting on the holster of his sidearm.
The reason I entered training so late had nothing to do with avoiding my obligations, Commissar. I was serving at the Paliat in preparation of becoming the representative of House Uldek, a great honor that exempted me from the tithe. However, given the threat of House Lysimachus's alliance with the archenemy, I decided to fight for my people instead. I felt it to be my duty.
Everything Uldek said was true, according to the files Mastroval had studied prior to the interrogation. Dozens of Elysian houses made up the noble assembly, all fighting each other for influence within their great senate, the Paliat. It was well known Elysian politicians employed the same guile and ferocity as their renowned drop troops to promote the agendas of their dynasties. Uldek would have learned much about the art of leadership and persuasion, even in the few months he had served within the Paliat. There was little wonder Zachariah and Adulam had spotted his talents so quickly. For this reason alone, it occurred to Mastroval that despite his youth and military inexperience, Uldek's display of fear in the presence of the Commissariat was, perhaps, greater than he might expect.
Your duty? Really? Recount your first meeting with Zachariah, but be warned, I will not tolerate subterfuge.
Elysian Drop Troop Training Ground D-64 was a massive, sprawling compound on the edge of Elysia's Great Eastern Desert. Under normal circumstances, it would process a single cohort of 5,000 recruits over a 3-month training cycle. But close to twice that number had been crammed into its towering walls to replace those lost on Valens Sinestra. As thousands of Elysians jostled against each other, Uldek forced himself to the front, eager to make a good impression on the row of solemn-looking veterans lining the parade ground.
You, recruit 595, over here, front and center.
595, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch who you're pushing, lowly dog.
What? Lowly dog? Is that the best you can do?
Actually, no.
We have our first volunteers for latrine duty. Congratulations, gentlemen. You are now officially transferred to special weapons. Let's see how much fight you've got left by the time we've finished with you.
On the podium, behind the line of nail-hard veterans, a single figure strode up the stairs and took his place overlooking the assembled recruits. Folding his hands behind his back, the officer stared down imperiously.
Emperor's throne. Does Bandrak ever tire of the sound of his own voice?
Doesn't look like it. At least if he's here, he's not dreaming up another way to get us all killed.
Recruits! Welcome to Camp D-64. I am Captain Long of the House Bandrak.
Didn't that strike you as seditious? Given your experience in the Palliat, you of all the recruits understood the value of keeping one's opinions to yourself.
What Uldek had not disclosed were the looks on all the veterans' faces who had stood with their backs to Captain Bandrak as he had welcomed the trainees to D-64. From sergeant to lieutenant, they all had murder in their eyes.
Everyone on that parade ground knew what had happened on Valen Sinestra, Commissar. What we didn't know was who to blame. Not then. I'd had my fill of politics and infighting at the Palliat. I didn't even know who Bandrak was.
Captain Bandrak. Dead or alive, show respect.
Captain Bandrak. I will admit, at the time I found veteran Adulam and the Sergeant Zacharias' hostility towards him surprising, but...
What did I tell you about lying to me?
What?
Not only do I know you were fully aware who Captain Lom Bandrak was, but you also knew why someone would harbor murderous intentions towards him.
Commissar Mastroval walked towards Uldek and consulted his data slate.
Not even the Palliat's archivists can hide from the Commissariat. I know all about the historical vendetta between House Bandrak and House Uldek. The centuries of bitter feuding and bloody reprisal.
You're talking ancient history, Commissar. Those days are gone. The last house was declared renegade and banished centuries ago. We are one united...
More lies. Confess, Uldek. You saw the hatred in Adulam and Zachariah's eyes, and you reveled in it. Kindred spirits, albeit from inferior bloodlines.
No, that's not true. I didn't even know.
You saw in them allies against an ancient enemy, and from that point on, you conspired to hide the danger Bandrak clearly faced from his own men.
What? I'd only just walked in.
Confess! By your very inaction, you protected Zachariah and allowed him to plan his murderous revenge.
No. You have it all wrong. It was Bandrak who sought to antagonize and belittle the Sarge. And it was Bandrak who plotted murder. I was witness to it.
Another lie.
Mastroval moved in a blur. Before he could react, Uldek's left arm was up his back and the Commissar's ceremonial dagger across his throat. Uldek's rage gave way to astonishment, then terror as the blade pressed into the flesh of his neck. This man cared nothing for his past, his future, or his family name.
As the Emperor is my witness, Commissar, I speak the truth. Not only did Captain Bandrak try to kill Zachariah at least twice, he managed to murder and injure several of my comrades in the process.
Absurd. What proof do you have of this? Not one report, not one statement do I have to such an effect in 3 months of training and your first campaign. Not a single allegation has been submitted or recorded.
Please, Commissar, there is a very good explanation for that. If you listen to what I have to say, you will see the truth of the matter. I swear on the good name of my house.
The good name of your house? All I see is a pattern that points directly to Sergeant Zachariah having the motive and, during the final attack on Valen Sinestra, the opportunity to seek his revenge on the man he blamed for his own dishonor.
Uldek paled at the mention of Valen Sinestra. It had been his first taste of combat and had left marks both visible and unseen on the young man. Mastroval had little sympathy.
Commissar, I know it is your sole intention to find the truth. For that, you need to know what I heard and saw. If, after hearing this, you still feel the same about Sergeant Zachariah, I would at least have tried my best to defend him. Please, Allow me that opportunity.
Mastroval kept his iron grip on Uldeg's hand and his blade drawn. Undeniably, his words held much truth. There were gaps in the official records, gaping holes in which Mastroval's final decision would be made. Slowly, the commissar withdrew his dagger and stepped back.
Perhaps I should have reported my suspicions of the captain, but what good would it have done? Bandrak controlled every aspect of the camp.
Uldek awaited Mastroval's permission to continue. He had been a fool to lose his temper. If it happened again, it would be the undoing of the sergeant. And if he was not careful, himself.
D-64 was his, Commissar. Even then, he knew increasing the number of trainees was vital to his plans. We existed to fight and die and create the shining glory he so craved. His own years in the Paliat taught him nothing of brotherhood. To him, all the recruits were utterly disposable. Anyone who stood in his way, who cared about us as men, was a threat. And that meant the Sarge.
You say you saw and heard things. Very well. I'm giving you the opportunity to share them with me, because at least one man's life may depend upon it. But be warned, Trooper Uldek. Your next outburst will be your last.
Following my less than auspicious start, Adulam and the sergeant realized I could think quickly on my feet and command respect from the other men. Within a week, I had been appointed trainee squad leader. On the eve of our first Cyclops demolition vehicle training day, I was ordered to attend a briefing at training room Decimus. I could hear the argument from across the parade ground. As I neared the outer door of the training room's blast door, two tech adepts stood either side. It was pretty clear they'd either been thrown out or decided to leave when the argument had started. I don't know what made me open the outer door, but I'm glad I did.
With all due respect, Captain, you do not have the experience to change the training program. These numbers are madness. Accelerating the schedule is one thing, but tripling the numbers, it's beyond dangerous.
Listen to yourself, Sergeant. You sound like the coward I know you to be.
By the Emperor's grace.
Guards, if he speaks again, shoot him in the head. You, recruit. Who gave you permission to enter?
Begging your pardon, sir, but I was ordered to report here by the sergeant.
No, you do not answer to the sergeant when I am here. You answer to me, do you understand? You do as I say, or I will have you executed too. Now get out!
I could see Bandrak, Captain Bandrak, was unstable. I feared he might have his guards execute Adulam and the sergeant. So I waited between the inner and outer doors and activated my short-range vox.
Attention all special weapons squad personnel. Report to training room Decimus at the double.
Aye, aye.
You will reformat all training on special weapons to the numbers I have instructed and ensure it is completed in 4 weeks' time, not six. I want all White Shield recruits through the Ribbreaker by week 10 and ready for combat. And I mean all.
Captain, didn't you learn your lesson with the grab shoots? You meddled with them and killed dozens of troopers, not to mention the others who died through your ignorance of Valen Sinestra. You interfere with this training program, and you could kill thousands more.
I will not tolerate this insubordination!
Guards! Ready!
Captain Bandrak, sir! Special weapons recruits awaiting your inspection, sir!
Bandrak turned in fury towards the recruit, his order to fire frozen on his lips as he saw several heavily armed White Shields standing to attention directly outside the training room. Uldek had jammed open both doors, allowing dust and sand to swirl in and around the Cyclops demolition vehicles being tended by the servitors. Bandrak had to think fast. If he gave the order to shoot, it would be in front of many witnesses who could clearly see the situation inside the training room. Realizing he had been outmaneuvered, Bandrak instead waved his hand towards the guard and ordered them to stand down. Switching his glare from Uldek to Zachariah, he spoke in a low, threatening tone.
You will do as I command, Sergeant, or I will find someone to replace you. I expect a revised schedule in my hand within the hour. Is that understood?
Fully, sir.
With a nod of his head to the guards, Bandrak threw a final warning glare at Adulam and Uldek, then marched out of the training room and past the recruits. Pausing, he looked back towards the tech adept standing at the entrance and snapped his fingers. As Bandrak strode off, the adepts followed behind his guards towards the command center.
Sergeant, what was...
None of your business, trooper. Seal the doors and dismiss the men. We will brief you in an hour when this mess has been cleaned up.
Yes, honored veteran. My apologies.
Uldek. Good work. Carry on.
So, once again, I am faced with another example of just how unacceptable things are on Elysia. There is little wonder both attacks on Vale and Sinestra resulted in such a catastrophic loss of life, given the utter disregard for the chain of command.
With all due respect, Commissar, I do not think that's fair. For thousands of years, Elysia has served the Emperor faithfully. You will not find soldiers more devoted to protecting the Imperium of Man.
And you will not find soldiers less devoted to their commanding officers. It's of little surprise you did not report the sergeant and veteran for their belligerence. Renegades all, I would say.
Commissar, the sergeant was doing what he always does, trying to protect his men as best he could. What the captain was asking was insane. Standard drop troop training is tough enough, but to push too many men through special weapons and beyond, it was asking for disaster.
I fear your time swaddled in the Paliat made you naive, Uldek. You can't imagine the scale of horror that faces humanity every day. Elysia is but a tiny cog in an unimaginably large machine, fighting against the extinction of mankind. And every part in that machine is vital.
I may be young, but I know my duty to the Imperium of Mankind.
Well, you have confirmed one thing at least. Based on this exchange alone, Sergeant Zachariah had good cause to murder Captain Bandrak. I assume idle barrack room gossip explained the reference to grav shoots you heard during the confrontation?
The expression on Uldek's face said it all. Despite Bandrak's best efforts, the allegations of the captain's tampering with grav shoots on the first Valen Sinestra campaign had filtered their way down the ranks.
I note from your training log you were wounded the next day in an accident.
It was no accident, Commissar. It was Bandrak's first attempt on the sergeant's life. On all of our lives.
Mastroval lowered the data slate and regarded Uldek through narrowed eyes. Once again, no official reports to substantiate the claims of his subject, only the very men suspected of collusion in the murder of Bandrak available for cross-examination. He could shut this investigation down right now if he wanted, terminate it on the grounds of insufficient evidence, a sea of hearsay with the truth drowning somewhere in its depths. But no. There was something very wrong here. While Mastroval could have executed Zachariah on the confirmation of his belligerence, or the facts he had unearthed about his lineage, this was a man who commanded the very deepest respect and loyalty from every person Mastroval had encountered. They were, indeed, all tiny cogs in a massive machine. But was Zachariah a component they could not do without in the fight against the forces of the archenemy?
The Emperor protects, but the Officio Prefectus delivers.
Justice had to be seen to be done.
Continue, Trooper.
Having been briefed on the basic operation of the Cyclops, Our first task was to deploy two deactivated machines from a coordinated drop and maneuver them over a number of obstacles.
500 meters to the training complex landing zone, cadets. Prepare to deploy grav chutes.
Give the Valkyrie room, lads. You don't want to get caught in its wake.
On the very edge of Camp D-64, the cadets stood around the demolition vehicles as Zachariah gave them final instructions.
Uldek, Venlin, Solbax, you're with me in Alpha Team. Tobin, Roland, Peridal, you're with Adulam in Gamma Team. As briefed, you shall all in turn maneuver and position a vehicle adjacent to the structures laid out before you. Any mechanical issues, call in the tech adepts immediately. We'll cover basic field repair later.
Now listen up, grunts. Under normal conditions, these glorious machines would contain a ton and a half of the very finest high explosive from the master artisans of the Forge Worlds. These might be Diaks, but they're the same weight as operational models. They'll crush your legs just as easily if you don't treat them with respect. Understood?
Aye.
Tobin, you're up first.
Gamma Team, start your run. We'll observe, then follow.
Tobin, watch what you're doing!
It's not as easy as it looks, Uldek. There's virtually no feedback from the controls.
Bear in mind, these remotes are all different. Some hardly work at all. Others have been patched up dozens of times. Golden rule number one, always test them out before deployment.
Golden rule number two, White Shields. Always stand behind the operator.
We'll take it from here, adepts.
The two tech adepts raised their right hands in acknowledgement, their faces covered by scarlet hoods. Zachariah looked over to see Adulam with his three strong team, cursing and praising in equal measure several meters back as their Cyclops rumbled across the course.
Tobin, take it 20 degrees to the left and increase speed.
Sorry, veteran, say again.
What the?
Tobin, are you messing around with the detonation links? They're not.
Adulam! Solbax, power down your unit. Uldek, check on Peridil and Tobin.
Sir, there's nothing left of them.
Adulam! Specialist, report!
The Cyclops! They're alive!
Solbax! Venlin! Get down!
Solbax! Venlin! Report!
Dead. Looks like Uldek's been hit. I'll go and check on him.
You go find those tech adepts. Steady there, lad. You'll bleed out if you're not too careful. Wait for the medikit.
Sergeant! What happened?
Zachariah rose to his feet with a grim expression. Wiping thick red dust from his face, he turned to see Adulam making his way towards them. There had been occasional malfunctions on the training ground, but two accidental detonations? Impossible.
Where are the adepts?
Both back there. Dead.
Dead? How?
Adulam spat dryly on the ground.
Shrapnel from the Cyclops cut them to pieces.
How can that be? They weren't anywhere near the explosions.
No, they weren't.
Come on, White Shield.
Let's get you patched up.
Convenient. Another situation with no witnesses outside of yourself, Adulam, and the accused.
Mastroval folded his arms and stared down at Uldek, who returned his gaze without blinking. It was obvious he was telling the truth. Master Val's years in the commissariat had honed his observation skills to a point finer than the teeth on his chainsword. More than that, most of it married with the official report on the events. But again, the parts that were missing were the parts that mattered.
So, you contend the detonations were no accident, but some carefully choreographed assassination attempt.
I did not state that, Commissar. But I was there. The evidence...
is non-existent, Trooper.
All the proof you need was destroyed.
Proof?
The tech adepts, Commissar. I saw them. They'd been made to look as if they'd been caught in the blast, assuming we'd all have been dead too. They were the same two from the training room. It's obvious Captain Bandrak ordered them to arm the Cyclops and kill us.
Nonsense. They would have reported such an order immediately. No, this points to Zachariah. Either through incompetence or intent, he was to blame for the unsanctioned arming and detonation of the vehicles. A grave waste of resources, Trooper.
But the Adepts were the only ones who could have reactivated the Cyclops.
Not true. Zachariah and Adulum are veterans of long-standing Uldek. Both know how to make field adaptations to a wide range of special weapons.
That's ridiculous!
Have a care how you speak to me, Trooper.
If you'd seen the Adepts, like I did, you'd believe me. Don't you find it suspicious their bodies were burned before anyone could examine them? The whole thing was set up to discredit the sergeant, even in death.
Uldek had spoken with conviction born of truth, something the Commissar rarely saw. Breaking his gaze, he looked down to the data slate in his hand.
Ooh. Well, from the reports I have before me, corroborated by your very own words, nothing overtly connects Captain Bandrak to the incident.
What if I gave you incontrovertible evidence linking Bandrak to the next attempt on our lives?
Uldek's face was solemn. Mastroval began to pace around the room again, hiding the still active data slate behind his back. He knew exactly what was coming.
I'm listening.
It was the last day of training for the replacement squad I had been given. Unfortunately, my injured leg meant I would have to wait another couple of days to undertake what the manifest described as final grav chute maneuvering. Everyone knew it better by another name.
Recruits! Welcome to the Ripbreaker.
Uldek looked up to the dozen enormous black pylons disappearing into the sky. Arranged in a square kilometer, the supports housed a series of emitters which created a random pattern of low energy beams between them. No one knew the configuration prior to jumping into the array. It was a matter for every recruit to manipulate their grav chute thrusters and avoid the barriers as they descended. Those that hit more than a couple of beams were destined for the infirmary and readmittance to the training cycle. Those that landed successfully could regard themselves as newly qualified Elysian drop troops, ready to fight for the glory of the Emperor.
Beta Squad, as Uldek is currently taking an ill-deserved rest from his training, I shall be accompanying you on your drop.
You've all been working up to this moment. Remember the drill. Check your equipment during the Valkyrie ascent. Make sure the tensions are correct on your webbing or you'll not walk right for a month.
Squad, on me. Mount up.
Veteran, do you want me to help with the retrieval on the ground?
You'll be a liability. Get up to the subsidiary control room on level 6. You'll not have clearance to get inside, so stay on the gantry. There's a service conveyor in the corner pylon. You're getting a rare chance to see what's coming to your White Shield. Keep your box on and grab a pair of field glasses.
I took my position on the gantry and watched as the Valkyries circled at 3 kilometers. The energy beams snapped on at differing angles and heights, creating a web through which my comrades would have to find their way.
Beta Squad, Ripbreaker in 10 seconds.
Ready, thrusters. Here we go.
Adulant to squad. You're far too tightly bunched. You'd be an easy single target from ground level. Spread out.
I could see the sergeant was already controlling his descent, allowing the recruits to enter the web first.
Break left four. That's it. Five, give the others room. The beams will swap and change, so be ready for that. Three, watch out! Correct your spin, three. That's it. Good.
It was then I spotted the movement on the gantry diagonally opposite my position. Someone was leaving the primary control room. From their silhouette, I could see it was an officer. At first, I didn't realize the change in some of the beams was unusual. It distracted me. And when I looked back, the officer had disappeared into the pylon conveyor. I assumed the increase in brightness was so they would confuse the squad. It didn't take long to realize how wrong I was.
Zachariah, did you order a frequency increase?
No. What's three? Fire thrusters!
I'm gonna hit the bright beam, Sarge! I'll bounce off it and... Ah!
The beam cut three in half.
Squad, do not hit those brighter beams! Adulum, get it shut down now!
Sarge, this is two. There's a safe passage on the left. If we all...
By the throne! Squad, I'm gonna try to shoot out the emitters. Good luck!
Adulum and the other veterans raced to the pylon control rooms, but the squad were now getting close to ground level.
Damn it! Going to try to get through!
Sergeant! You're nearly at ground level! Slow your descent!
Almost there! I'm down! By the throne!
Just as Sergeant Zachariah hit the ground, Adulum got into the primary control room. Seconds later, the array powered down. I got down there as fast as I could. Despite his own injuries, the sergeant was on his feet, checking on the two recruits who had survived the drop. A few moments later, Adulum arrived.
Adulum, what happened?
Someone meddled with the emitters. I found a burned-out servitor that shouldn't have been there plugged into the generator controls. We're lucky the entire array didn't go into cascade detonation.
Sergeant! Report.
All eyes turned to watch Captain Bandrak as he strode towards Zachariah, Adulum, and Uldek.
The array malfunctioned, Captain Bandrak. We've lost four recruits. One of the survivors is badly injured.
And yet you survive.
It would appear so. You got here quickly from the command center, Captain? Or were you already here?
It was obvious to Bandrak what Zachariah was inferring. Without blinking, he clicked his fingers to his six strong honor guard.
Guards! One of you go up to the primary control room and investigate.
Grace.
Be assured, men. I shall look into this unfortunate situation.
Unfortunate situation? It was sabotage, Captain Bandrak, and you damn well know it!
Bandrak's guard tightened as the men closed around us, the mood getting uglier by the second.
I share your fury, men. We are being attacked by the worst kind of enemy. The one unseen. The one among us.
Bandrak looked to Zachariah, pushing home his point. Adulum moved forward, only to be met by the muzzles of Bandrak's guard.
What came next surprised everybody. I have to hand it to Bandrak. He knew how to react when things didn't go according to plan. I'd not seen it done better in the halls of the Palliat.
Save your anger for the enemy, men. Know this. My plans are now complete for the greatest campaign Elysia has ever seen. We are returning to Valan Sinestra.
What?
An entire army will descend upon their diseased and blighted homeworld with you as the spearhead of that invasion force. The sheer scale of my plan cannot fail. We will not only destroy our ancient foe, but eradicate their perverse allies in one massive blow.
Now hear us. All personnel to report to their breathing stations immediately. I repeat, all personnel to report to their breathing stations immediately. That is all.
As the men dispersed, Captain Bandrak stood with his head held high, his five strong guard surrounding him with weapons readied.
And as for you three, I have a reconnaissance mission of the very highest priority for you to undertake.
Report to the command center in 1 hour. Dismissed!
Commissar Mastroval was like a statue. Half concealed in the shadows cast by the blockhouse's harsh lights, it was difficult for Uldek to tell how his account of the Ribbreaker had been received. That was until Mastroval cleared his throat and stepped forward, with a look of disappointment on his face.
Troop Uldek, it is clear your definition of incontrovertible evidence and mine differ significantly.
Commissar, what more do you want from me? I saw Captain Bandrak leaving the primary control room. He appeared on the scene almost immediately after it happened, and it's at least half an hour's march from the command center. What?
You saw an officer, you think, and even then in shadow. As for the captain arriving so quickly, he had journeyed there to give you your mission. That was spoken of in front of 100 witnesses. Once again, you have no proof at all.
Uldek did not know what to say. Despite presenting events exactly as they had happened, Mastroval was right. Everything he had said was entirely circumstantial.
What absolute facts do we have to consider? I'll tell you. Two major cases of sabotage within days of each other in a high-security training camp. The loss of several recruits, but far more importantly, morale dangerously affected throughout D-64 and beyond. And what links both events together? Sergeant Zachariah, Veteran Adulum, and Recruit Uldek.
That's the first time you've used the word sabotage, Commissar.
You seem to think it, sir. If it was the case, the question still remains, however, who was or who were the saboteurs?
Mastroval reached down and activated the data slate on the table.
The official report into the incident states a maintenance servitor malfunctioned and caused the power fluctuations. I can see no further submissions claiming anything other than that, or implicating the captain.
We didn't get the time to file any kind of report. Once Bandrak learned we'd survived, he got us off the planet as quick as he could to keep us quiet.
Oh, that's a cowardly way to view your first mission, Uldek. Again, you betray your house's worst qualities.
What Captain Bandrak sent us on wasn't a mission, Commissar. It was a suicide run. If he couldn't kill Zachariah on Elysia, he'd do it on active service. When we heard the mission details, we knew we wouldn't be coming back.
And yet, you did. Curious, wouldn't you say?
For the first time during the investigation, Uldek would not make eye contact with the Commissar.
Yes. Keep talking, Trooper. I have you now.
In an attempt to make it look as if he wasn't just picking us out to die, Bandrak made up a full squad with 7 raw recruits. The Sarge was happy to get any extra help he could. Adulum thought it'd be good for my leadership skills.
Uldek, report. Lookouts indicate no enemy activity, Sergeant. I can't believe we're just going to drift right through Valen's defenses and jump onto the planet.
Uldek looked around the smashed hold of the Valkyrie. Stars spun past through the gaping holes in its flanks, watched carefully by the strapped-down troopers he had positioned as sentries. And sitting in the broken cockpit, The pilot, Krella, had gently guided the seemingly dead ship for 12 hours towards Valen Sinestra. Despite his fear, they made Uldek proud to be Elysian.
Oldest trick in the Tactica, lad. Don't worry. You'll be fighting for your life within the hour. The Emperor protects, eh?
Zachariah looked down to his data slate. What passed as intelligence on their clandestine objective was useless. The only thing of clarity was Bandrak's simple order. Identify the arch-enemy infestation and notify High Command at all cost. There was no mention of an exit strategy.
House Lysimachus will pay for their crimes against Elysia. I swear it on the great seal of the Paliat. Valen Sinestra will...
We're not going to Valen Sinestra. We're going to Samphanor.
Are we?
Lysimachus won't stay in the major conurbations on Valent. They'll fall back to a better protected location. I'm guessing whatever abominations they call allies will do the same, and we'll find them there.
How do you know that?
Zachariah waved the data slate at Uldek and Adulam.
I contacted Lieutenant Dufalka. Tell him of the mission we've been sent on. He saw it for what it was. A way for Bandrak to get rid of us for good. He asked if we could help. I asked for the transcripts of his Lysimachus hostage interrogations. They didn't give away much before they died, but there are clues here that Bandrak's missed.
I don't see how that improves things for us, Sergeant.
I'm not letting Bandrak get away with this, Adulam. I don't care so much what he's tried to do to me, to us. But if he leads another assault on Valent, it'll make the first look like a barrack room brawl. We've got to succeed in this mission.
Adulam looked at the squad around him. 8 recruits, 1 with an injury, and 2 veterans against... what? Bandrak might as well have lined them up against a wall and be done with it.
Lysimachus will know we're readying superior numbers for an attack. What worries me is how they're going to reinforce against them. Pirates we can deal with. Anything else?
Is our mission to find out.
Sarge, ship approaching.
Damn it! And we're nearly in orbit. Let's hope this one doesn't use us for target.
Zachariah, we're spinning away and he's coming around for another pass. If I fire, he'll know we're not as dead as we look.
Sergeant, we're going to be torn apart. We just lost two.
Look to your men, trooper. Squad, get ready to evacuate. Krella, can you angle us to minimize damage and send us towards the planet?
I'll see what I can do, but I can't make it obvious I've still got power. Here he comes! He's not following us down. Get out while you can.
Squad, unlatch and egress immediately. Go! Good work, Krella. The Emperor protects.
I hope so.
We managed to land on Samphanor undetected, thanks to Krella's actions. However, we'd lost 3 men in the attack, and I had my own problems.
You landed heavily, Uldek. How's the leg holding up?
That's like hell, Sarge. But I won't slow you down. All troopers, on me!
Thank the Emperor for this storm. Where to, Sergeant?
Zachariah swept his ore specs in a wide arc. Samphanor was a rocky, barren wilderness of ridges and ravines, harsh and unforgiving. But it was the sky that was worrying the others.
Sarge, should the heavens be that color?
Zachariah looked to the brooding clouds. Their sickly green hue, roiling into browns and reds, added to a feeling of desolation and malevolence, ready to engulf all in a shroud of despair.
Don't worry about the atmospheric conditions, Myrtleon. Keep your eyes peeled and weapons ready. Follow me, and keep to the shadows.
Sarge, behind that ridge, something's on fire.
Damn it! It's between us and the main compound.
What was that? Quiet, Myrtleon.
Adulam looked to Zachariah. They'd heard it before, during the first assault on Valen Sinestra, when the enemy had attacked. But this was stronger, louder, and far more threatening.
It's true what they say about Lysimachus. They're cannibals. We'll all be killed.
That's enough, Myrdalon. Whatever it is, we're more than a match for it, eh, lads?
It'll take hours to go around at base level. If we climb, we might be able to find a quicker route.
The less time we spend here, the better. Come on, men. It's time you showed the 158th what you can do. Preservers.
What depravity is this? What are they doing?
Uldek could not believe his eyes. In the valley below, a dozen altars had been hewn from Samphanor's ebony rock. Dark, inhuman shapes slid in and out of the shadows from countless fires arranged around the ritual space, descending upon the humans tied to the platforms to claim them for their abominable gods. In the distance, hundreds of pirate militiamen from House Lysimachus bore witness to the atrocity, some cheering wildly, others staring open-mouthed, transfixed at the horror before them. It was clear not all had embraced the darkness willingly.
This is the price of their pact. They are paying with their very souls.
May House Lysimachus be cursed for 1,000 years. This canker must be destroyed before it infects Elysia.
Zachariah, do you hear that?
Aye. I do.
Zachariah swept his sniper rifle away from the vile sacrament before him, and as his scope reached the crowd, it suddenly parted to form a corridor through which 3 huge shapes lumbered into view.
Space marines.
Worse, lad. Much worse.
Zachariah saw the flames mirrored in their arterial red armor, the smoke from the incense burners on the largest figure mingling with the pyres before him. As it swept a mighty barbed scepter before it, the abomination appeared satisfied with the torment laid out as a writhing feast of suffering. In that instant, Zachariah realized the mortal danger his world faced.
We got what we came for. Let's get out.
Myrdalon's fallen!
Return fire! They're coming for us, Sarge!
Through his sniper scope, Zachariah could see 2 Chaos Space Marines running across the valley towards them, firing as they went. Behind and around them, pirate militia were taking up arms and streaming out of the valley.
We can't do anything against their firepower! Back down the slope! Now! Uldek, take point! Adulam, take the rear! We... Form off, troopers!
Covering fire! We can hold these off, but we'll be no match for those space marines, Sarge. What's the plan?
Krella, come in!
You can't have made it, Sergeant. Not even Krella could have got out of that spin.
Zachariah looked to the darkness stretching out before him. In the near distance, he could see a sheet of rock stretching up into the sky like a broken fang in a diseased mouth.
We'll head for that high ground. I'll be able to transmit a signal from there. Hopefully someone will be listening.
Troopers! Over to that ridge! Uldek, can you keep up?
I'll give covering fire, veteran. Don't worry about me. I'll make it.
This is a priority message for Command Center Epsilon. Code 158. Be advised!
Troopers! Incoming!
Be advised! Enemy forces comprise traitor space marines, mutants, dozens of them, by the throne.
Into that crater! Move!
I'm out of ammo!
Stand your ground, trooper!
Give them the last of the grenades! Draw bayonets! Give them cold steel, brothers!
Let's take as many of these abominations as we can with us!
Emperor, protect us!
Krella to Zachariah! I have a fix on your position! Prepare for immediate extraction!
Negative, Krella!
It's too dangerous for you to land. Relay the message. And may the throne preserve you.
I'm going to try one pass. After that, hold on. Just hold on.
That's quite a story, Trooper.
Commissar Mastroval stood before Uldek, arms folded, eyes shadowed by the short peak of his cap. Something had changed in his demeanor, a feeling of satisfaction, of an achievement long fought for and finally realized. Uldek did not like it at all.
Not a story, Commissar. The truth, which this time can be attested to by the pilot of the Valkyrie.
Mastroval nodded down to the data slate on the table.
I have read the reports, Uldek. I know you tell the truth. And for that, you have confirmed everything I had suspected about Sergeant Zachariah.
What do you mean by that?
Did it not strike you as suspicious that Sergeant Zachariah could safely get you onto such an impossible objective?
The plan was a sound one, Commissar, and not without its dangers.
And this additional information from Lieutenant Dufalka's prisoners, their vivisection was most persuasive. But there was no mention of Samphanor.
I don't see what...
So you have to ask yourself, Trooper Uldek, how did Zachariah know the best place for you to drop onto was Samphanor?
Many veterans have been on campaigns against the pirate dynasties. He obviously...
No. There have been no recorded missions to Samphanor. There has been no updated information on its geography or infrastructure for over 100 years.
Surely...
Zachariah knows of Samphanor because he is an agent of the ruinous powers. He recognized the renegade Astartes because he was sent by them to sabotage this training camp, disrupt the attack on Vale and Sinestra, and to murder Captain Bandrak.
That's not possible.
No. Think about what you've told me, Uldek.
But why did he save me? I don't understand.
To do exactly what you've done up until now. Deflect the blame from him so he could finish his mission.
It was time to push Uldek towards the precipice of his loyalty to Zachariah and see which way he jumped.
You will not be aware of this, but I was called here by Bandrak when you returned from Samphanor. The captain suspected the same about Zachariah as I. By the time I arrived, he had been murdered.
For the first time, there was an expression of doubt on Uldek's face.
Think about it.
Could it be true? Have I been protecting an enemy of Elysia?
As we speak, Sergeant Zachariah sits in chains awaiting his own questioning. If you have lied, I will soon discover it. And know this, Pildia Uldek.
Mastroval straightened and unsheathed his ceremonial dagger.
If he confirms what I believe to be the truth, both of your heads will be mounted on the Paliat gates to show the whole of Elysia what fate befalls those who would betray the Emperor.
You are dismissed.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.